I know the big key concern here coming in was your team's energy and effort coming in out of that week off and without Madison in the lineup tonight, but I think you have to be pretty happy about how your team came out and played.
Yeah, I was really happy. I felt like, we were all on the same page defensively. We tried to work in some new things this week, and I felt like it was pretty smooth. So hopefully going into next week, we're not going to have as much practice time next week, so hopefully that'll just carry over.
Well, and you saw a little bit something unusual where Lakin kind of ran that three-quarters court press that you haven't seen too much this year. And I thought for the most part your girls really handled it well.
Yeah, we saw it on film and just kind of talked about it a little bit. And a couple of times I felt like we just kind of didn't catch the ball in stride a couple of times. And, we know what they're doing. That shouldn't make us hesitate at all. So after a while, yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
We had some different players really step up. And, of course, you ended up with Emily Weathers leading the way tonight with 19 and Lindy with 13 and Brent 10. But how about Ella Rumford coming off the bench? 8 points there, hit her free throws, hit all of her shots.
Ella has been playing great. I'm so proud of her. She's not shying away from contact. She's getting a lot of boards for us. She's improving every single game.
And, Kennedy, of course, she had her first start tonight, and she felt pretty comfortable out there, even though it was her first start. Sometimes maybe she had the nerves, but she didn't show it.
I felt bad. I couldn't tell her until she got here, yeah. But it was still up in the air because Madison thought she might still be able to play, and she handled it well. And, she's excited for, a defensive challenge all the time, and I thought she did great tonight.
Absolutely. And, you guys had the challenge, her and a couple others had that challenge of trying to guard Jay Esquivel. She's quick. She's tough to guard, but you guys made her shots, for the most part, pretty tough tonight. She earned her 16.
Yeah, she's going to score. She's a good player. And, we just have to make sure she doesn't have a career night on us and then shut everybody else down.
Well, just limited time in between games. Go to Holcomb on Monday and then Cimarron here Tuesday, at Huguenin next Friday. A big stretch. What do you do to prepare for some of those teams with short turnarounds?
Definitely we have to be extremely prepared. And, these are teams, Holcomb and Cimarron we haven't seen yet. And especially with Holcomb having a new coach, it's going to be a different look. So we have to be extremely prepared. Holcomb is a very, very feisty team, and they want to win just as much as we do. So it's going to be a competitive week.
This is a great team, a win for your team out of the gates here, out of the orange and black, and to do it dominantly. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. 11-1 on the year, and we'll talk to you coming up here on Monday.
All right, thanks, Adam.